and they were paid an average of, I don't know, I'll just throw out any number, $10,000 a month, and then I can, like, divide that into that number, and I'll say, okay, that number seems right.
Well, that's what I thought you were asking for, and that is a real change in policy. And I think that will require discussion, whoever we think needs to be in on it, because you got staff people who are going to say, look, who is going to have access to this detailed information about my salary every month, every payroll?
The treasurer of their local board.
And you have access to that. We have access to that right now.
That's right, exact salary.
We have their exact salary, Lonnie.
There are no names.
There are no names, and their ranges.
We have position.
Yeah, that's like I said, this is different. I keep saying the same thing. So I'm suggesting that we look at this very carefully and that we have it's a policy change. It's a different issue. It's not just a budget tie to a budget. This is actually looking in on everybody's salary, every payroll, every month. That is different.
Okay, let me separate the two. Okay, let's just go for the counting the number of people. Let's separate that.
Employee one, employee two by job title?
Right.
Is that what you want?
Well, do you see that would be the first part. Yeah, employee and the position, and you count the, and in fact the name. I mean, you have the person's name and you have their position and you have how many hours they work that month.
Laverne, would it do if you had the list of names and you had the category and then you got the aggregate dollar spent on all of that, maybe the timesheet aggregate and the consultant aggregate, then you could add it together and see whether or not you were in line with what the budget was supposed to be. And presumably there's not number shuffling within those categories. And if you got the list of names and then an aggregate number for the total, then if there was something strange in that aggregate, then we could go back and look. But if we did it that way, would that resolve your would it resolve Lonnie's issue?
No, I think what I need to do is somehow, whatever the in terms of requests and the information, we need to go in and do that, because this is very simple. I mean, I worked in corporate America. The person who had responsibility, the analyst, I mean, you had the information, and you checked it. And you checked it because, some months, what might happen? An individual might be paid, instead of $10,000, they'd be paid $30,000. So your job is to look in there to see, why was this person paid $30,000 this month versus their normal $10,000? That's your responsibility. That's how you check to see what's going on in the salary. If you can't look at that and see that, then it's like, I might as well not get anything because I don't have a number of people that are in the salary count or anything. I mean, that's what it's about. That's what the purpose is. It's not just to see this. I don't care about seeing what these people make. I want to know what the numbers are, make sure that it's correct, and see what the average is, so we can see what average salaries are, and that's the whole purpose of it. It's the whole audit and financial analysis responsibility. And your business manager does this in most cases, and that's what we'd like to see. I mean, that's what I'd like to see.
Could I ask, I'm not understanding why there would be a problem with, say, all of this information, including exact salaries and names, coming to this committee, not the LSB Finance Committee, except for the LSB Treasurer. Would that be any problem?
Who's the question for?
Oh, for you, Lonnie.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that gets close to micromanagement, Alice. I think that when you have, it would be true for me, too. Let's step back a little bit. I've got a person who comes on, they're doing 10 hours instead of 5 hours. And that's what you see on, quote, the payroll report. Then what am I going to do with that information? I'm going to go out to the general manager and say, why'd you have the extra 5 hours? General manager says, well, I needed them. I had a drive. I had more than hours than I needed more hours than I thought I would, and I used the person because they had experience. Well, where do you draw the line here, number one? Number two, to have a national finance committee become involved in that, I think, is overkill.
She's not asking that. She's asking that the LSB Finance Committee be proud.
I was asking the opposite.
Yeah. Yes,
not so the local finance committees do not have exact salary information.
Right. So that's not only what LeVar was proposing.
That's not what she was proposing.
No, I was saying.
No,
Let's have Levarne clarify and then Alice.
No, I want to get in here.
Okay, Carol, go ahead and then Alice.
Okay, Lonnie, the difference between micromanaging and just having information is, I think, maybe a difference of perspective. The fact that Levarne would know that there was 30 hours more in extra help this month because of the drive would help her to understand the finances of the station, be a more knowledgeable board member, be more able to understand the kinds of things that come up from time to time. That's not micromanagement. That's just simply information.
Yeah, but the question is not the information. The question is the intent. Once you get it, who's empowered to use it and act on it?
Only us.
Yeah, that is one of the essential components of an organization. Information, many people can share, but comparatively few, are empowered to act upon it. So that needs to be clarified. Now, what I think would work for me, and I'd like to think, Dave, your proposal, if the intent is to have information that will allow Levarne to check to see if parameters are being exceeded, then I don't see no reason to have the detailed salary information. If the parameters are exceeded, then she can go to that detail, but I don't see the need to produce it in everybody's salary at every payroll. I think that getting the headcount in payroll one shows 10 people, and it goes to 11 people on payroll number two, then Levarne can ask the question. What happened there? Who she asked it to, I don't know. If she's the person to ask it, I don't know. But, yeah, that seems legitimate. But to go down to everybody's salary, every payroll, it seems to me overkill. Now, on the salary numbers, that if you got the total payroll for month A and it goes up to by $30,000 in month B, that should be a signal for Levarne to ask the question. She gets an answer from the business manager, and it's not such a big deal. But I do think that it's important to not take information which many people consider confidential, and that we have a right to respect some of that.
Well,
could I speak?
No. After he's done, we'll go Alice, Paul, Levarne, if she needs to follow up, and then I'd like to.
I like Dave's proposal. I support that proposal of red flag. Call it red flag managing as opposed to detail management. So. And also, actually, a number of nonprofits do subscribe to just what I just said. John Carver is one of them. I think he's a guru in the nonprofit area. JohnCarver.com. And he does clearly indicate where the limits are for a board committee versus an operational person. Anyway, that's my two cents. I think a good example of how that...
Could we have Alice and then Paul and Levarne and then me?
This is a National Finance Committee, and the only people who are not directors on this are treasurers, who also, as you know, Lonnie, are by P&B motion permitted to exact the same information that the directors on this committee are. I would find it helpful, for the reasons that Carol described, to have exact information. I don't see why I should have to look at a list of these things and then, if I want to figure out stuff, have to do subtraction and addition myself. It seems to me this might be very helpful information so that we can understand the changes more and watch carefully, too. I don't see why I should be limited to anything less than I feel I need as a member of this committee. Thank you.
Paul?
Yeah, I like the idea of looking at this issue from the point of view of variances, which is exactly what happened at WBAI. We did, I suspect, the most thorough presentation on all payments, all individuals at WBAI, because there was a reason. We needed to have an explanation about why these numbers were so out of line. And, in fact, in executive session, I presented a complete list of all payments to all individuals as temporaries and temporaries, consultants, and part-timers. But there was a reason for that, because there was a big mystery surrounding, you know, what happened with the budget. And I think that that this is a kind of a model that could be used, where if there is a significant variance from what we expect to see in the salary and consultant line items in a month, yes, then there should be disclosure about, well, how did this happen? Who got paid what? Why is it so out of line? And again, all of that should be done in executive session by the LSB members only, not the Finance Committee, but only the LSB members of the Finance Committee.
LaVon?
It's basically what Carol has said, what Alice has said. You know, as PNB, the director, and as the treasurer, you're entitled to have access to this information. And for Lina to deny this and, you know, throw out reasons not to, this is really perplexing to me.
Yeah, I think that we are at a stage where it needs to be, if it's for the committee, that needs to be a motion. If it's for the local committee, then you should use the communications policy, which says that the chair of the committee speaks to the manager and asks for that to be done regularly. And if there's any problem with it, then it will come to the coordinating committee. And if there's still a problem, it'll come to the national board. I do want to say, though, I would be happy with the aggregate information. I will fully support and believe that directors do have the right to have that information if they feel they need it to exercise oversight. And we have, as a board, dealt with that. We wasted inordinate amounts of time. We wasted money, and we wasted some goodwill on that. And so I'd like to urge that we not go through that whole process again, because ultimately directors do have the right to have that information. And if they're asking for it, then we shouldn't spend more foundation resources struggling over it. Is there any motion for this committee? And if not, I'd like to move the agenda.
I move that the treasurers and this committee, the members of this committee, the National Finance Committee, through the treasurers of each local station board, be provided with monthly headcount information on the salaries and consultants per Warren's outline.
And headcount.
Second?
Second.
Okay, I think we've been discussing it for a while. Is there any objection to moving straight to a vote?
Any objection?
I need a little bit of clarification on what we're going to be provided with. A monthly headcount, and you said
LaVon, run down the list.
Okay, what we need is that monthly headcount report that shows the salaries, that shows that
the names and
the
positions.
Names of the, of the individuals, the number of hours they work, shows the salary. It shows so that we can look at the actual salaries for that month. And their positions, and look at the actual total salaries that we can determine through that the information is correct.
I'd like to amend it, because salaries are the people who are on salary, and I think one of the points of this is that there are other people who are paid, and so I think it should include those people paid as separate categories, those people paid because they're on payroll, and those people paid, because they're on a W-2
hourly.
Basically, uh-huh. And those people who are paid on 1099.
Yeah.
All of those. Okay.
And all those categories.
All those categories.
And can you articulate that again? Salaries, positions?
Salaried positions, hourly positions, and consultants.
I think it's easier to just say those paid on W-2s and those paid on 1099s, because then you don't get into a nebulous terminology.
Right.
All right, let me just see if this sounds right. Resolution that members of the National Finance Committee be provided with monthly headcount reports that show the names of individuals paid on W-2 forms and 1099 forms.
Well, we have to have the position
indicating which is which.
Individuals, the positions,
the salary,
number of hours worked,
number of hours worked,
and amount paid.
And I'd like to amend this, that this information is confidential and shall only be discussed in executive session.
Sure. An executive session of what body?
The National Finance Committee. It shall only be discussed by the National Finance Committee in executive session.
So that the treasurers and the directors who are on this committee will not be sharing this information with other LSB members?
That's correct.
Okay.
Is that acceptable, LaVon? Is that appropriate?
That's fine.
So the motion as I stated, it was, I just want to refine it. The local business manager will provide this to the local board treasurer or national finance committee member for each station.
On a monthly basis?
On a monthly basis. That way Dave can get it since their treasurer is not active.
What about Washington?
I think it should just be the both of them.
The both of them. Washington is going to have to solve their problem. We can't solve that.
Actually,
problem.
We have to raise that at the next board meeting.
All right. Let me read this. You're going to have to, I think this is going to have to be reworded. members of the National Finance Committee will be provided with monthly headcount reports that show the will be provided by the local
business manager.
By the local business manager with monthly headcount reports that show the names of individuals, their positions, and number of hours worked for all.
An amount paid.
An amount paid on W-2 and 1099 forms. Does that make sense? That's probably
those forms aren't made out monthly.
No, or paid.
It should be indicated.
All 1099 and W-2 individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Indicating all persons whose federal tax reporting is on W-2 and or 1099 forms.
Okay. Let me get past that part. And then the end of it is, and that this information shall be restricted to the members of this committee.
National Finance Committee.
And the PNB.
To the members, well, are we going to add the PNB to this?
Well, it has to be clear that, you know, this is not restricted from the PNB.
Well, we're adopting a policy that it comes to us. If the PNB wants us to forward it to them, that's a different issue.
Okay.
They'll be restricted to the members of the National Finance Committee and shall be discussed in executive session only.
Mm-hmm.
Does that express?
Right, because the question, we will be speaking to Lonnie about it.
But, like, we wouldn't be doing it on this phone call. We would have to go into executive session.
Yeah, we wouldn't go in public session and talk about employee X's pay.
Right.
All right. I'll read it again. Members of the National Finance Committee will be provided with monthly headcount reports that show the names of individuals, their positions, and number of hours worked.
By the business manager.
All right. I have that in there. I didn't read it.
Okay.
Okay. Members of the National Finance Committee will be provided by the local business manager with monthly headcount reports that show the names of individuals, their positions, and number of hours worked, including...
leaving the amounts paid.
Worked. And amounts paid.
Guys, I have to step off for just a second because I have to move my car. I just want to note that, ask the question whether we want the
national...
If you step off, we're going to put this to a vote. It's going to be just 3 minutes. The national... We probably want this information for the national office as well, not just the stations.
What?
I will be back in 2 minutes. Paul, you can call the roll if I'm not back when it comes to a vote.
All right, I'm just going to finish. Is everybody still here?
Yeah.
Okay. All individuals whose tax returns are
entered... Tax reports are... The language is pretty standard. All individuals who receive W-2s or 1099s.
Okay, and shall include all individuals who receive W-2s and 1099s.
Mm-hmm. A headcount report that shows their name, position, number of hours worked, and amount paid for the month.
For the month, I didn't have that.
Monthly.
And that this information shall be restricted to the members of the National Finance Committee and shall be discussed in executive session only. I think that's it, right?
Yeah. I want to make an amendment.
We wanted an amendment to say that we would receive a similar report from the national office.
Yeah, that's an amendment. I have another I want to add when it's appropriate.
Okay. Well, okay, so members shall receive headcount reports.
A similar report from the national office monthly.
Okay. And a similar monthly report will be provided by the national office.
To
the committee.
By the...
Simple. He just said it. It was fine.
Okay.
Don't make it hard.
I'm back.
Okay. And you want to offer an amendment, Lonnie?
Yeah, I think that the language I would add is that the Finance Committee recommends to the PNB, because the way it's worded now, it sounds like the Finance Committee. I think it has to be a recommendation to the PNB.
Just as a point of order, the committee is able to put a motion forward for consideration, and by putting it forward, it is implied that it's our recommendation.
I think that in this case, it's real important to be clear, because I'm understanding, this is a point of clarification, that we would take it to the PNB for discussion.
The PNB has to approve anything that we do. We're not authorized to approve these things on our own.
That's why I brought up the amendment, that this is a recommendation we want to put forward to the PNB.
Is there a second?
That's actually not my understanding.
Carol, I would just like to handle it. Is there a second? If there's no second, then it dies. Okay, hearing none, we can move on.
Okay. We've already discussed it. I guess we could go to a vote.
Well, any objection to
calling? I have one last comment to make.
Okay.
I understand the intent is to get good information so you can see what the changes are at each station involving hourly salaries and consultants. I understand that. I have the same intent and goal. But I do believe that it's not wise to do this without having full discussion of the people that are impacted, and I think that it's very important to take it to the PNB so that everybody can weigh in on it. And I think that's why I think it's important to make that clear, that that's our intent.
Well, it will indeed get brought forward as a motion of the Finance Committee to the PNB.
I think we should say so in the minutes.
If I may interject...
I'm not finished yet, Carol.
I know. People are saying things that I did not assume to be true, so I'm lying here.
Yeah, people are going to disagree with what I'm saying. Okay, last thing that I wanted to mention was I don't think this is wise because confidentiality is a real issue here, and that you will create in the local LSBs a real sense of separation from what the treasurer and the people on the finance committee have. I think that has to be thought through. That's why I think we need to have the PNB have that discussion so
Carol?
All parties can weigh in. Anyway, so I think that we have to be real cautious with this. It can be real trouble.
Okay, Carol.
This committee, the National Finance Committee, has adopted policies as to the kind of information that we need in order to feel like we're carrying out our oversight function.
Yes.
Getting this information is a policy, I think, within the purview of the policies that can be established by this committee to do our work. It's not a decision to spend money. It's not a decision that obligates the foundation in any way. It's just simply a matter that helps us to perform the function we're required to do under the bylaws. So my understanding was different. I did not see this as a policy that needed to go as a recommendation to the National Board for approval. And I believe that in the past we have adopted policies that did not go to the National Board for approval.
True.
So that's point number one. Point number two is the Finance Committee really is a confidential committee. There are things that we know and that we get by the nature of our being the Finance Committee that have to be kept confidential, and that point has been driven home, I think, pretty clearly to everyone. And when an LSB elects a treasurer, they are electing somebody they trust to have this information and to hold it in strict confidence as their fiduciary duties require. And I think that everybody who doesn't understand that at the local level needs to understand it. But if they don't understand it, that's not a reason to hamstring or cripple this committee or prevent it from doing having the information that it members of the committee believe they need in order to do their job well. So that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. I'd like to respond. I do think that this still falls within the category of an information request, and were there no objection then from the executives who have to carry it out, then it would just move forward. But the whole point of the communications policy was that when there is a question, it would go to the board for consideration. I think it's a bad idea to spend the board's time on revisiting what is essentially a derivative of the discussion we've already had. All the objections are the same, all the points are the same. But I think that if there's a difference of opinion, then that is the way it works. So,
I just want to bring out, Carol is correct, that this committee has done many things, even beyond information requests, which, and I consider this just one more in things like asking Lonnie to, you know, adjust or put something new in the line items or in the format of the budget. So for me, too, this is information. And
have a policy on how information requests get handled.
Except for this committee, which before has made such suggestions to Lonnie and others, and he has adjusted things in the budget to show us information, in other words.
That was because he consented with the request.
You're really interrupting.
Well,
I do consider this fully in the purview of this committee. Thank you.
I know that in, I'm sorry, Arthur, is there a strike?
Go ahead, Paul.
I know that in the instance of the sort of the empowerment of the treasurer to have access to information, that was submitted to the National Board because that was a that was an act of empowering someone, first of all, who's not on the PNB, to have access to information. The situation applies here as well. Even though I've been elected by the LSB, essentially, you know, this is giving me additional rights. Well, it sort of really falls within what I was already entitled to, because the rights were sort of unlimited. But I'm not disturbed by this in principle, but I think that it's kind of overkill in terms of how much information we need. As I said earlier, I think we primarily need this kind of information when there's a variance. To have this coming in as a steady monthly stream of information seems to be too much. And the other thing is, I'm not really confident that the business managers are going to be able to provide this information the way it's expressed. I might be wrong, but I don't think INDRA has a list of everybody that gets paid and how much they get paid and how many hours they've worked. I don't think that she has something that she can just generate for us. And given the nature of the part-timers and the temporaries, you know, where a lot of times it's, you know, just happening on a sort of almost a spur-of-the-moment situation, I just don't feel confident that we're actually asking for something. I think we may be putting a burden on her or on the business manager. So I think I'm going to offer an amendment that would preface this resolution by saying that in cases of variances, when variances appear in the salary line items of given of a given station budget, and then the rest of the resolution would follow.
This is LaVarne. Can I ask a question?
Wait, there's an amendment. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Go ahead, LaVarne.
How will you know there's a...
When we get our actuals. We get the financial statement shows us the actuals for the salaries and related, and we can see whether there's a variance between what's been budgeted and, you know, what's being spent.
How will you know this? That's my question. How will you know this unless you have this information?
We already received that. We received the budgeted amounts and the actual amounts.
Never mind.
I'd like to take the vote on the amendment. Paval, can you call the roll?
Okay. This is to amend the resolution by prefacing it with the phrase, in cases of variances in salary and related items for station budgets. And then the rest of the resolution.
Can we call the roll?
Okay. Dave Adelson?
No.
Lonnie Hicks?
Yes.
Alice?
No.
Carol?
No.
I'm going to vote yes. LaVarne?
No.
Okay. So that doesn't pass. I'm hearing the same comments being made about the main motion over and over again, so I'd like to bring that to a vote now, unless there's an objection to voting on it. And so, Paul, can you call the roll on that?
Okay, so we're going to vote on the resolution?
The main motion.
Main motion. Dave.
And I just want to point out, if this motion passes and the executive director / CFO feels that they do not want to comply with this or whatever, then it does go. If they agree, then it doesn't need to go to the national board.
We're talking about only the CFO or the ED too?
Those are the two people.
Those are the two people. All right. So I vote in favor of the motion.
Lonnie?
I oppose the motion and request to go on to the coordinating committee as communication policy advises.
That's not where it goes. It goes to the national board.
Let's vote on the vote.
Our position for the record. That's why I did it, LaVar.
Okay.
Alice?
I'm for the motion.
Carol?
Yes.
I'm going to vote no. LaVar?
Yes.
Okay, now just my understanding of the communication policy.
The motion passes 4-2.
My understanding of the motion is that basically what would happen now is actually the executive director's call. If the executive director disagrees, then it would go to the coordinating committee, but essentially it goes to the national board because of the disagreement.
My understanding, let me just clarify this. The coordinating committee asked for and screens documents requests,
and
not policies.
That's
we're adopting
right.
a policy that a certain report will be generated.
Right.
And I think that policy, if it doesn't need to go through the coordinating committee, it should go directly to the national board.
That's right. I agree.
I just think it's a difference of opinion. We're asking for regular reporting of information.
On the stack here.
Go ahead.
The finance does not have the power to adopt policy. That is not true. Only the board has the power to adopt policy. Second, the policy that has been adopted by the board is the communications policy. And it's absolutely correct at where there's disagreement. And I'm not sure if it specifies the CFO and the ED. I have to read it again.
The CED.
It's the ED. Or the CFO, or both, or whatever it says, that it would go to the coordinating committee. Now, it is an information request, and it's new information, which is why I think it ought to go to the PNB. If we say it's a policy, I'm saying our committees don't have that power. If it's an information request, the procedure is coordinating committee. So that's the substance of my position on it.
Could I speak?
please.
Go ahead.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. This is part of our budget discussions, as I see it. It's part of salary, which is part of the budget discussions. If we asked for any other piece of financial information from you, Lonnie, to put in the budget, would we have to go through the coordinating committee? No. This is part of our, as I see it, part of our work to make sure everything is well run on the financial level. So, you know, this is part of the monthly reporting of financial-related figures that come to this committee. That's my view.
This is Lavarne.
Go ahead, Lavarne.
I think this is very important, the vote here, and I think this is continues our desire to have full financial disclosure. But I'm trying to help with this little event we're having on Sunday, and I need to make some phone calls. So how much longer are we going to be?
I don't think we should spend more than another 5 minutes to figure out how this. I'm reading the communications policy right now, and it actually doesn't speak to national committees requesting information. So I think what just makes the most sense is if there's a difference of opinion that the national board should consider it.
Right, and it's up to Dan to bring it there if he doesn't want to do it, or how do you see it?
Yeah, I mean, I think really it's the ED is formally the CFO's supervisor. Is that true, Lonnie?
No, it's not, actually.
Really?
It's not?
Well, it's a murky area. Yes, it's a murky area. You read the bylaws, you have to sort of interpret them, so...
Okay. Well, I think we should, it's clear now as we're getting through this that the national board should consider it and ultimately probably should amend the communications policy to say that if a national committee requests information and there's a difference of opinion, that they do that directly, and if there's a difference of opinion, it would go to the board, because to route it through the coordinating committee just seems like ridiculous amounts.
It just seems like extra work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And if it's a difference of opinion between anyone on the committee or
exactly.
Specifically the CFO and ED.
Well, the CFO and ED have the responsibility to protect the foundation, to interpret policy, to act on it, and then if there's a divergence, then, yeah, it seems like the board should resolve it. But
if other PNB or LSB members of this committee vote against something, you're saying that it would not go necessarily.
A director can still make the request as an individual. So... that can still go that way. But I just think that we should, by common acclamation, agree that the board should deal with this.
Yeah, fine.
Is there any objection to that?
All right. I'd like to move to adjourn.
Yeah.
I second that move.
Is there any objection? Okay, so we will meet the next time on November 27th at 12:30 Pacific. And is there any problem with that?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was the date?
November 27th?
27th?
Excuse me, 26th.
Is that Friday?
Yeah,
so
Friday.
That's like Thanksgiving weekend?
It sure is.
Is it Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving's the 3rd.
Thanksgiving's the Thursday.
But Friday people will be...
Shopping. It's the biggest shopping day of the year. We have to consume.
I plan to be in L.A.
I might have trouble.
Are you right? Because the 26th...
Yes, there it is. I have a calendar.
The third Thursday is Thanksgiving. What is that?
Actually, it's the fourth Thursday this time.
What?
Yes, the 25th is Thanksgiving, and the 26th is just the day of Thanksgiving. Yeah.
So should we postpone, should we go 3 weeks between, or should we go 1 week?
Three weeks.
I think we should go three.
That's three.
Is there any objection to that?
That would be December 3rd.
Okay.
Yes, 3.
December 2nd, is that right?
December 3rd, Friday.
December 3rd, okay.
Okay.
Let me just clarify one thing. This resolution, Dave, you'll be in charge of, you're going to submit it to the National Board. Is that where it's going from here?
Sure.
Okay, I know,
I don't think we can get into the agendas for this upcoming meeting, but we have another meeting the following week, I believe, don't we?
I don't know, but you can work it out.
Okay, so, I mean, I don't have any responsibility on that.
Your responsibility is to get me the minutes as soon as possible, all of us, so we can all follow up on our responsibilities.
Right.
Fine.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging in there. Take care, all.
Bye. Bye-bye.